How many episodes of Vinyl Cobwebs will there be in the end? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Ah, hello, everybody. It's Vinyl Cobwebs. Guess what number it is now, Donovan?
I don't know. I'm just glad we're out of that computerized Tron mess.
225. That's how many episodes we have done thus far as of this 11th anniversary edition of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Oh, hell's bells. It's anniversary week again. Didn't we just do an anniversary show about two, three episodes ago? I think we did.
Yes.
Where have you been?
Oh, Donovan, the class of 1999 had just graduated, those stupid stone teenagers, when we were starting our show.
Yeah, no 9/11 yet? What else? Several Olympics and presidents have come and gone, but we're still here spinning the platters that matter. And I think after last time episode, we really missed the mark. I was going to say we hit the mark, but I thought we missed the mark. Did you enjoy that episode?
I enjoyed it much, Lola. I liked my British blimey accent.
That's because you didn't have to work on it. I spent hours and hours in editing.
Well, this is the Mexican edition of Vinyl Cobwebs, because pretty soon we'll all be speaking Spanish. So,
I don't think so.
Without any further ado, here's a good Mexican manner for you.
Lo siento. That means I'm sorry. Those are the only Spanish words I know, Premier. Holy ground!
Video.com, deletreo con una K. Nada pero extraño, esotérico, el titilating, el dar una sacudida eléctrica, el disturbo y fabuloso películas del retro de todo bueno. Usted no encontrará estas películas en su almacén video local, no en la televisión por cable, no uniforme en Japón. Este es el obscuro perdido en tiempo, la materia totalmente torcuda, se madre le advirtió alrededor, scarygadidio.com, deletreo con una K.
Vinyl Cobwebs. my only love. I want you.
I want you.
If you want to be my lovey dove, I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, get out of my face, get out of my sight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. If you really want me for yourself, I want you.
I want you.
Promise not to look at no one else. I want you.
I want you.
But if you want to string me on your line, be long gone, baby, put it out of your mind. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. You ain't the only pebble on the beach. You ain't the only monkey in the zoo. But all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I can really go for you. All you got to do is understand, I want you.
I want you.
Let me be your only lover, man. I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, stop your teasing and holding me tight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes. Pebble on the beach. You ain't the only monkey in the zoo. But all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I could really go for you. All you got to do is understand, I want you.
I want you.
Let me be your only lover, man. I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, stop your teasing and holding me tight. Cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. No, I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me.
Okay, right here on Final Cobwebs, yes indeed. Could you guess who that was?
Another scratchy record right out of Premium Stash.
Oh, it was played probably with a heavy tone arm several times back in 1956. A group originating out of Los Angeles back then. And they had a hit with...
Stranded in the Jungle, trying to keep a date.
Anyway, it was the other side called I Want You by the Cadets, and it sounds derivative of a lot of boogie kind of thing. Especially Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy from 1950 is what I keep thinking of. But that was the Cadets with an amusing tune recorded in 1956, Los Angeles. And before that, the Florida Twist by Conjunto Bernal. I think it's a Texas record label, Del. It's just basically in English translated to "Let's do the Florida Twist."
Is it Del Valle?
Cause, or they let's dance the Florida Twist because baila is the word.
What's the label name?
Del Valle.
Del what?
In New Mexico, the two L's together are a Y sound.
Oh, what do I know anyway?
So the valley, I think. You think that is? That is? Because there's a picture of like a... Well, maybe it's not the valley, but... Can someone that knows Spanish tell us what...
Do you remember that guy we used to know named Del Ellertson? Is he translated into the Ellertson?
It
would have been so much funnier if it had been in a British accent. I still can't get over that last show. I thought it was going to be fantastic, and it just missed the mark, Premium. I shot an arrow, and I hit the old lady across the street.
Well, maybe our computerized voices went on a little long, but
did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
At least somebody did. More platters that matter.
Right now, on Vinyl Cobwebs.
You always have to have the last word. Beat you up, Premium.
11th year anniversary beat up.
I'm surprised you don't fight back. You got a black belt, or was it a purple belt, or what are you, you're a mauve belt.
Karate is the way of peace. You do not use it unless you are actually threatened with your life.
Thank you, Mr. Miyagi.
What do they seek when they...
Psych out.
This psych is a movie you have to see to believe.
Psych out. Psych out.
At its worst, the hangover stops short of death in a torture chamber.
Psych out.
At its best, the trip is a weird world of voluptuous visions and bizarre sensations.
Psych out.
It's like it is, where it's at. Hippie heaven, Haight-Ashbury, all wrapped up in a ball, where everyone with his own bag can taste a moment of madness.
Psych Out.
Psych Out, starring Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell, with new hits by The Seeds and The Strawberry Alarm Clock, will satisfy your every need. Don't miss Psych Out in color, produced by Dick Clark, an American International release.
Psych Out. Psych Out. Psych Out.
Plastic lover. No, it's the plastic fantastic lover. The psychedelic airplane sounds. A cube of sugar on my tongue. There's better songs by them, but that was the B-side of One Pill Makes You Larger. Go ask Alice, I think she'll know. It's one of my favorite songs to do at karaoke. Sometimes I can carry it off, but sometimes I can't. I can't hit the high notes like I used to, Donovan. Remember when I used to hit the high notes?
I'm having an issue. I'm sorry. You used to hit the high notes. Now you're kind of... You have nodules in your throat.
Well, I'm almost 50 years
old. Let's hear you hit a high note. Come on.
Ghost! I think she'll know!
Oh, my goodness. Can you do a heavy metal type scream?
Yeah!
No, the high ones. The high ones. That's pretty badass premium deluxe.
It's a badass episode of Vinyl Cobwebs because it's our 11th. Is it really our 11th anniversary?
This would be our anniversary week.
Oh,
we went on the air August 1st, 99.
Well,
so
without
this would be 11 years.
Without any further ado, we should play another tune.
Yeah, I want to play something and then I'll step aside. I'll get lost. I'll wander on out of here.
Okay.
I got this Wizard's Brew Roy Wood LP a year ago. And I've never actually even listened to it, Premium. I only bought it because he looked like Alice Cooper.
Yeah,
a bearded ZZ Top combo of Alice Cooper. This is from 1973. This I want to listen to...
He's a poor man's Alice Cooper.
He's kind of a poor man's Arthur Brown as well.
Oh, yeah, that's who he reminded me of more.
Fire! We're going to listen to You Can Dance, Your Rock and Roll.
You Can Dance,
I think
Your Rock and Roll?
It was a minor.
1973,
chart.
Donovan. I was 12 years old looking out the window of my 6th grade classroom going, get me out of here!
It was released on United Artists as a single, I believe, this song, and it didn't do very well.
Oh, okay. We are going to listen to 14 minutes of Dirge. No, actually, it's the shortest cut of all on here.
One.
The cut after the one we're going to play is like 14 minutes long.
It's like an all-star jam.
It's like a Wizard's Groove jam.
You can enjoy this.
Jam.
Remember, Wizard is spelled with two Z's. You're a damn wizard! Put it on!
You can dance your rock and roll! You're
damn wizards everywhere. And not a drop to drink.
Rock and roll, no.
Pram, pram, were we on the air? I think the on-air light was off. That record went out into zeroness.
I hope so, because I wouldn't want to hear that again.
You. Goodness. You know what's
awful.
Funny, Supreme? You're so much funnier when the mics are off.
That's gaggy.
You don't like Wizard's Brew by Roy Wood's Wizard?
Oh,
you just can't handle the 1973 backwards drums. Did you hear the drum solo there that they reversed?
It sort of had that whooshy sound. Yeah, I guess it was supposed to be pretty trippy. But, I don't know, by 1973, everything was way too heavy.
Well, we played it and probably won't play it ever again, but... That rivals your Iron Butterfly theme you played years ago. Now we're even.
Maybe next time we should play that 14-minute guitar solo thing or whatever.
14-minute?
Drum solo.
Okay, Priam. It's your turn. You can spin a platter that matters. This show's just bad. I just want to turn it off.
They were from the UK, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of UK, let's play another UK rec kid. How about that?
How'd you know they're from the UK?
You told me.
I did? I don't think so.
Yes, you did.
I said they were on UA label, United Artists.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to do some checking. You know, this is really professional. While I'm talking, you're not even ready to spin something.
Isn't that horrible?
It's terrible. Let me tell you about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Go! Just go! I'm hungry.
We have another... UK record from 1963. It's a garagey kind of thing by the Rattles. Yes.
So you're saying the last one was a UK record, and I never said it was, did
well,
I?
Well, somewhere
we'll
along the line.
We'll continue the theme.
We were doing some research, and you said it's a British group.
I did?
Yeah, you did. You did.
I'm confused.
The UK Phillips Records label. It's the Stomp from 1963.
I'm going to double check.
All right. I feel like a bloody cup of tea right now.
Can't you afford socks, Premium?
Oh,
God, your fingers smell bad.
Oh, they don't smell bad.
Stomping. Oh, yeah. We've been stomping. Stomping. Oh, yeah. We've been stomping. I never dance in my neighborhood now. My papa dances and he does it good. You should see him on the barroom floor, yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, don't you know now? When you see him.
That's a great record. That's a garage record from the UK, 1963. A band who had quite a career, actually, in the 60s. The Rattles at the beginning there. Stomping. Everybody's doing the stomping. Yeah.
Light Man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at.
Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody.
Psycho.
Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the Flower Children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych Out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out, psych out, psych out. You'll listen to the sound of green with the seeds in the strawberry alarm clock. Taste a moment of madness when you experience a
psych out.
With Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell in psychedelic color from American International.
Psych out, psych out,
psych out.
Pretty song from Psych Out. Psych Out, Psych Out, Psych Out.
It's Dwayne Kaiser, Seeky Time Luau, 2010. Oh, yes, Donovan on the dock at this time.
Hey, good job, keep going.
The spinning stage is the psychedelic pineapple throwing contest. Yes, watch out for that water that comes off those pineapple juice, because if it gets in your mouth, you will have a
Psych Out, Psych Out, Psych Out, Psych Out.
Yeah, spinning on the stage there with the Psych Out, the strawberry alarm clock spinning around with none other than Petula Clark. She just loves being on the stage, and we keep letting her back over and over again because she begs to have the reunion to be on the stage with the Psych Out. Psych Out, Psych Out crew, the strawberry alarm clock. Oh, yes, watch as Jorin Vandersloot gets totally psyched out, psychedelic, stoned in his jail cell, even though he's getting it right up the... Oh, it's a Psych Out, Psych Out, Psych Out. Oh, yes, Premium Deluxe will be there, too, beating on the drums. And throwing pineapples with psychedelic juices going into Jorin Vandersloot's mouth. Whee!
Dwayne Kaiser, Tiki Time Luau 2010 is a production of Dwayne the Tubum, Dwining Productions. in association with Chuck Archer Unlimited.
Now, Premium, that was your best commercial ever, I think. I like the part about the pineapple juices flying. Don't let it get in your mouth or you'll experience a suck out. All right.
Thank you, Donovan.
I'm going to cut what I just said out.
Thank you.
Oh, Premium, I think I'm going to head on down to the Psych Out Tiki Time Luau. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Oh.
Are you going to be there?
Oh, I'll be there, Donovan. See,
oh, the
Crystal.
DJ's breaking out of his closet. Get him, Premium. Push him back in. Okay.
I shall see instant crystal images. When I look at the orange, I will hold it in my hand and see the universe.
Wow, was that scripted or did that just come out?
It just came out.
You know, I'm going to louse things up now, Premium.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to louse things up. I have a very wonderful... You're going to love this. You're going to really like this. You're going to moan at first, and then you're going to go, that was an interesting selection. And the format you got it off of is even more interesting. We're going to go against the rules of Vinyl Cobwebs, and we're going to play an 8-track cartridge. Yes, we are, Premium. I'm going to pop it in. That was,
I Can See Clearly Now.
By the Joe Reisman Orchestra. It's on a very rare Buick 77 Free Spirit 8-track tape. You'd get this tape in your Buick.
Joe Reisman, does it say? Let me see.
Yeah.
See that.
Program 3.
Why,
do you know who that is?
That is a guy that did a lot of background music for some early 60s. The Fleetwoods, namely.
Oh,
had Joe Reisman.
Look where he ended up.
Is it Joe Reisman or Reisman? Reisman. Let's see. I Can See Clearly Now.
Program 3, last track.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to 8-track Cobwebs.
Yes, you. Oh, yeah, that is the Joe Reisman Orchestra. Yeah, he did some. He was featured on a lot of records in the late 50s, early 60s that were probably more mellowy thing that needed a backgroundy light arrangement.
I think every Vinyl Cobwebs show should have one of these kind of numbers in it. And it seems like the best ones can be found on 8-track. I think I got this for 5 cents, Premium.
5 cents?
25 cents. 25 cents. It's got a picture of a big old eagle landing on a Buick logo. You'd get this when you bought your new Buick car. It was sitting there in its 8-track player. It's an 8-track cartridge, Premium.
Eagle landing on a Buick.
And if you really despise us playing 8 tracks on Vinyl Cobwebs, email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com, or else we're going to become 8-track cobwebs next week.
By all means.
Do you own any premium?
I don't have a single.
Not even when you were younger?
When I did, I had a blank one that I recorded my records on.
Oh, I have this.
But I never bought a CD, I don't think. Oh, CD. No, I did have a Buddy Holly, you know, that greatest hits thing they had? It had like a brick wall sort of.
Yes. You bought that on
Buddy Holly Story, yeah.
And you couldn't stand it because they mixed up the songs. And I feel like it's a dying format. I think it really is, right? You're supposed to say it died 30 years ago.
Yes. I remember cruising around in my 1973 Vega hatchback, listening to those two.
Yes, we have an 8-track player here in the studio at Vinyl Cobwebs, and whenever I see an 8-track tape at a thrift store sitting on its shelf all by itself, I think, look how lonely it is. I gotta buy it, repair it, and enjoy it, because if not, it's just gonna become part of a landfill. Anyway, after that problematic thing on Vinyl Cobwebs here, I'll let Premium take over and play some vinyl for you.
Okay, let's play something nitty and gritty.
Nitty and gritty?
Another twist record, Donovan. A foreign twist record.
Where are we?
It's called The Congo Twist by Mono Ngiedi? N-G-I-E-D-I. And his name is Gerard Madiata. And it's on the Polydor Records label, so I don't know which country, actually. He might have been Belgium or one of those things, but he's supposedly from Africa, and we're going to do the Congo Twist, and the 45 is actually autographed by him. See?
Oh, wow. Here are you going to have that authenticated?
Yes,
Okay.
Sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Heart is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Think you were that sort when I handed you my heart. You got it on the platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Oh, yes, he's got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Aha! That's none other than Hank Thompson from 1960. I think it is 65 or 6. But anyway, it's a good tune on the Capitol Records. It labeled it Premium Deluxe, got just recently off of eBay. Been looking at it for a while because I found another one years ago that was really pretty sketchy, sketchy. And so I finally found a brand new one. I'm going to play another... I'm going to play a delightful record that I've always liked. Yeah, it's kind of common, but it's the Mystics, Hushabye from 1959. An interesting story there. They ended up on the same label with Dion and the Belmonts, and they were so happy to get on that label. But on the other hand, they would get these good songs offered to them, and next thing you know, they get pulled at the last second and given to Dion and the Belmonts. One of them was, "Why Must I Be a Teenager in Love?" But I think in the end, they ended up, they got this one as a consolation prize. But in the end, I think it's a better record. Maybe only because I haven't heard it quite as much, but Hushabye by the Mystics. And this copy of the record was bought by Charles Lee, it says, written on the record label, 19th of August, 1962. So by then, this was a 3 or 4 year old record when he got it. But now I have it. Here it is. Let's play it. It's Hushabye, Hushabye, oh my darling, don't you cry. And the Beach Boys later covered it, but I like this one the best. So let's put it on. Premium Deluxe is putting it on live as we speak. Hushabye, pillows lying on your head. I like that song. And I like the guitar thing that goes down, 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 down. And I also like this record right here. It's Gregory Isaacs, kind of king of lovers rock in the reggae Jamaican idiom. Born in 1951. And in 1974, so I guess he would be about 32, 33 when he... No, it was 22, 23 or something when he recorded this record. This was his first big hit in Jamaica and crossing over into Britain. And this is the Britain pressing on the Attack Records label, which pressings sound generally a lot better than the Jamaican pressings. They use the worst recycled piece of crap vinyl ever. But anyway, so I finally got a fairly decent copy of this on from 1974. It says patented in 1974 on the Attack Records label. Love is Overdue. And I just love this. The first version I've ever heard of this was a 1982 live album recorded in Britain, and I used to like that song, but now I got the original studio version from 1974 that started it all for Gregory Isaacs many years, and I think he's still active in the reggae scene. All right, here we go. Let's play it. 1974, The Ultimate.
Gonna hold and squeeze my time. Now that she's gone out of my life, who's gonna make me feel the way she used to do? Yeah, now that my love is overdue. Now that my love is overdue. I'm all alone in the wilderness, searching to find some peace and rest. Although she wasn't the best girl, but she brought happiness into my world. And now I'm a prisoner of loneliness. Said I'm a prisoner of loneliness. She's gonna say goodnight. Now that she's gone out of my sight, who's gonna tell me lies and let me think they're true? Yeah, now that my love is overdue. Now that my love is overdue. Can you see right now? And I don't know just what to do, yeah. Won't you please stop from making me blue, girl? Cause I give my love to you. La da 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 da.
Love is Overdue. Yeah, really nice. And whoever got the original record, I guess, lost the original sleeve or something, and they made a makeshift sleeve and using gold pen or something put Gregory Isaacs, Love is Overdue. Really nice.
Let me see. Are you sure somebody made that?
Yeah, it's not a professional.
Oh, okay.
You can tell.
I see. Yep, you're somebody
right. Somebody was just doodling around and making their own sleeve for it.
And they wrote VG++ on it.
Well, somebody else did. It's in pencil in that one.
I know
so
that.
The seller.
I don't like this Attack label. It looks like they cut the hole out of the label.
Well,
part of the label's
I
missing.
I had to pop the bippy out of it.
Oh, you popped it out. Yeah. You're terrible.
Yeah.
You pop that serum. It makes it easier to put on the spindle when it has this little hole.
La da da da.
Premium
da,
Likes
da,
records
da,
with
da.
A big hole.
Oh.
Why do you like things with big holes?
I don't know. We're at the 11th anniversary of Vinyl Cobwebs. So long ago and so far away. We were more popular then. What happened?
And we've heard Greg Isaacs and the Mystics and Hank Thompson and Gerard Madiata. Is that how you say it?
I think.
And you didn't even write down my selection.
Oh, it was
you're just,
Joe Resume or whatever his name is.
You're terrible.
Joe?
It's like everything I bring to the table isn't on the table anymore. Oh, and tell them what else. And before that, we heard, Psych Out.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Psych Out.
Psych Out. Psych Out. Psych Out. Before that, the Soft, the Rattles, and You Can Dance Your Rock and Roll, and Plastic Fantastic Lover, and I Want You by the Cadets, and the Florida Twist Conjunto for Now.
And that brings us to the top of the playlist, and we've got a little more time left, so we should play some more Platters That Matter. Tell them how to email us, Premium.
La da 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 da. You can email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
I hope your car gets home okay after I did a little makeshift fix on your overflow tank, Premium.
The heat.
Your car needs to be fixed.
Oh, it's so hot.
You better get that fixed.
Global warming.
It'll be Vinyl Cobwebs 302, and you'll be going, remember that car, the problem? I never fixed it.
It's all global warming's fault, darling. Yeah.
Premium has a car that's in two pieces.
Global warming.
It's part one car, part another car.
Global warming. Global warming.
Vinyl Cobwebs.
You've seen better days.
We hope this helps you say, have a happy day.
Premium, what are you doing?
I'm running around you, Donovan, at breakneck speed.
Premium, slow down. I don't like you running around like that.
I'm running around and around. Oh, no. I'm turning into butter, butter, butter.
Premium. Premium. Premium, you're butter. You're not margarine. You're butter.
I'm butter.
Oh, dear. I sprayed you on my toast.
Psycho. Live in the hallucinatory world of the flower children as they parade in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. See the mind blowers in action as they
psych out.
Don't miss Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell with the Seeds and the Strawberry Alarm Clock in
psych out.
In psychedelic color from American International. Produced by Dick Clark.
In a town in Whammo many years ago, there lived a mechanical man. If you pushed a button, a sound would come out of this crazy mechanical man. He'd go... Now one fine day, we were walking along with this crazy mechanical man. Along came a girl, said hi to the man, this crazy mechanical man. He went... Now if you should meet the mechanical man, you're in for a whole lot of fun. Just push any button you see on his chest, this crazy mechanical man. He'll go.
Boom, boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, a boom boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, a boom boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, a boom boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, hey little girl in distress. Come on, baby, wiggle out of that mess. A boom boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, a boom boom, hey, hey. Wiggle on out, a boom boom, hey, hey. And wiggle on out.
Boom, 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 yeah.
along. Boom, 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 boom.
The following record was paid for using Premium's blood. Isn't it right, Premium?
Yeah, Donovan.
How'd you get that record?
The local vampire blood bank.
Premium was telling me, listeners, about how he yesterday went to donate some blood, doing his civic duty, and he got some money back for it, and he bought that record with it.
I bet.
You just had to have it, huh? Your blood doesn't mean much. But
then
the record...
I went to karate an hour later and nearly fainted.
Oh, jeez.
Wiggle On Out, that's Jack Stott from 1964 when he's on the Groove Records label, which is a subsidiary of RCA Victoria.
I tell you, Premium, next time you really need some money, give me a call first.
Okay.
I'll pay you to mow my lawn or something.
Wasn't that a groovy record?
You don't like that? You'd rather get blood, huh? It takes less effort. You just have to sit there and do nothing. You're amazing.
Admit it, it's a groovy record.
Premium Deluxe is an enigma. I've never met anyone quite like you in my life.
And likewise.
You're how old now? 49?
49.
You don't look 49. What are you doing?
I'll be 50 December 28th.
I bet you have good protein in your blood, Premium.
Aww.
Protein in his blood. Let's check his blood right now.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. Enough protein, Premium. You need to drink a protein shake.
Get this way. Well, I recall when things were fine, and every day that sun would shine. When I was yours and you were mine, baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get this way?
How'd we ever get this way, Donovan?
How did we?
How'd we ever get this way to where we now have to...
pretty bad when we play
try to work
Kim on Vinyl Cobweb.
When we try to work song titles into our rap here, you know?
How did we ever get this way? Oh, I see. You want me to answer the question in reference to the record that you just spun. How did we get this way? 11 years of doing this nonsense. Yes. We hope you enjoy it out there. If not, if we don't get an email this week, we're going to cancel this whole gig. Right, Pam?
That's right.
You know, I get this way every July. Every time we do a Vinyl Cobwebs in July, remember number 51 or something like that?
Yes.
I threatened to quit, and you said,
no, we must continue.
And we had to do, what, another 175 episodes? You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe, like I said, after I wanted to quit, we've done another 175.
It's incredible, Donovan. 1968, How'd We Ever Get This Way? Andy Kim. And if it sounds like the Archies, well, it may as well have been, because Andy Kim and Ron Dante worked on each other's records, and they're pretty much the same group.
Didn't Andy Kim have a top 40 hit solo in the early 70s? What was that one song?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Is it Rock and Roll Lullaby? No, that was...
something you hear all the time on, like, Oldies 94.1, when they moved into the early 70s as part of their play.
His other hit that I can think of was a cover of the Ronettes. One of those...
It's right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it.
Baby, I Love You. Baby, I Love You.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
I like this better because it's an original song. How'd We Ever Get This Way? Plus, I like the little sort of overtones of the Caribbean little gloom, 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 gloom thing.
Okay. Gloom, gloom, gloom.
It kind of gloom, 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 you know, the little vibes or whatever.
I mean, that's it, Premium. Say goodbye, Premium.
Well, we're in the middle of a happy summer 2010. Oh, it's depressing. We're in a miserable depression. Help, Donovan. I'm broke.
We'll get out. We'll get out. Either that or you'll be a zombie with no blood.
I can't buy as many records as I used to now that certain somebody's in the White House.
Oh, that's terrible. Is that a Barack knock? It's a Barack knock.
Oh, but of course Bush started it all, so.
I don't think anything's going to change.
Yeah,
anyway, we'll say Bilal, say hello.
I'm just kidding about the
Bilal, say hello. We have a pug here.
Bilal.
Can you breathe in the mic?
Bilal.
You have breathing problems, don't you? Bye!
Here's to another 11 years of vinyl cobwebs.
At hotmail.com.
Aww.
Listen to the music as we get sent on our way.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, goodness.